Module 3, Lesson 6.3, transitioning from a crib in the parents' room or co-sleeping to a crib in the child's own room. So we generally recommend that you move your child into their own bedroom once they're 1 year or older, or potentially even earlier. If, for example, you notice that their sleep is being disturbed by you going to bed in the evening, or your little one is waking frequently in the night and having a really hard time resettling, and the night sleep has just not improved after 1 week of sleep training, or you and your partner's sleep is disturbed by your child's noises in the night. Often we see that parents whose children are struggling with frequent night waking want to wait with this transition until the child starts to sleep better, because attending to the frequent wake-ups in the night just feels easier when they're all in the same room. However, what we usually see in coaching, though, is that the child's sleep doesn't actually improve until they are sleeping in their own room, simply because parental presence is one of the sleep associations that's actually maintaining the frequent night waking. So there are two different methods that we could use to approach this transition. For a more gradual approach, you can put a mattress for yourself on the floor next to your child's crib in their new room for the first week, just so that they can get used to their new environment. Then, gradually move yourself further away until you're out of the room. This is best combined with the gradual retreat method as part of the sleep training process, and you can read about more about that in Module 7. For a quicker transition, you can move your child's bed to the new room and then immediately start working with the intervalled soothing method as part of your sleep training process. And you can read more about that in Module 7 as well. You can also start with your child only taking naps in the new bedroom for the first few days before you start the sleep training process while keeping them in your room for night sleep. However, after you start sleep training, it is best to move to one of those methods that I mentioned before to completely transition your little one to sleeping in their own room for naps and for night. Keep in mind that if you're transitioning your child from a co-sleeping situation to a crib in their own room, this process may cause more tears and frustration from your little one because they're just not used to sleeping in that crib altogether and they're used to having you right next to them. And it may also trigger an emotional response in you. This is really normal. So be patient and give your child and yourself a little more time to make this transition. In this situation, I would consider the more gradual approach that I mentioned before.